This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hate this. Hate this. Because, again, it's just a pack of lies. And if you guys really believe that you can't win without telling lies, then what does that tell you about your character and who you are? And those of you who keep voting for them, I do not understand you people. I don't understand you people. Yes, you people, you heard me. I do not understand you people at all. Right? Because you say you're well-informed, you're engaged, you know what's going on, blah, 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 blah. Well, you don't. Yeah, I just got to tell you, you don't. Because for you to actually believe that the Democrats and Republicans have switched sides. Now, first it was that, you know, people had switched. Now they're pushing this thing. They're saying people, Democrats and Republicans have switched platforms. Like, what are you, on drugs? Go do your own history of the parties. How they started, how they broke off, who went in what direction, and why. So apparently everything the Republicans did, right, from all the way back, from trying to give, freeing the slaves, giving them the right to vote, making sure that they were men, they were seen as real men and women. You remember the Dred Scott ruling from the Supreme Court? Right? There were the majority of Dems. Right? That were appointed to that court. Which is what's going to happen now if Hillary wins. You watch. You want to talk about being put back in slavery? They're the ones that put you there to begin with. They're the ones. It was a Democrat-controlled court. Supreme Court. That said that black men were not men, and that by enslaving them, it protected them. Think about that. You let these people, that you keep letting them feed you this garbage, and you swallow and swallow hard, and you're fine with it. So these articles now that are put out a lot by people on the left, okay, they talk about how the platforms have changed. And there's just a load of garbage. It's a big load of garbage. And they talk about how the long story short, as they say, Lincoln was an anti-slavery Republican in his day, which in terms of pushing for social justice using federal power and taxation is similar to today's progressive social liberal. Really? Seriously? So they're supposing, based on what they believe to be truth. Come on, think about it. They're supposing, based on what they see to be true, or think to be true. So, I don't get this. Anti-slavery is a progressive, social, liberal thought? How do you figure? You putzes want to keep putting them back into slavery by making them so dependent on the government, they have to do what you tell them to do. They can't vote against you in the voting booth, because if they do that, guess what happens? They lose their welfare check. They lose their whatever government help they're getting, they lose it. And there's, when you have 52% of the people in this country on some kind of government aid, you're not going to vote at all to stop that from happening in any way. But to merely simply say that because Lincoln was anti-slavery, that was the same as today's progressive social liberal, you're out of your mind. Talk about wordplay. The pro-state rights Democrats of Lincoln's time roughly held the beliefs of their predecessors, the anti-federalists and the Democratic Republicans, and also of the day's modern liberals and Republicans. Pro-South, small government, anti-debt, less taxes, individual rights over collective rights. Really? Individual rights? Well, except if you were black. Then you didn't get individual rights. That didn't count. The Republicans of Lincoln's time roughly held the beliefs of their predecessors, the Federalists, the Whigs, and also today's modern progressive and Democrats. Pro-North, strong federal government, pro-banking. What? Pro-North had nothing to do with it. The reason they were pro-North was because they were willing to fight to free the slaves. You know? Not a bigger federal government, a strong federal government. A constitutional federal government. Pro-banking? Since when was that bad? We're pro-banking now. We're for less regulation in pro-banking. You guys what? You're saying you're anti-banking? You're the ones passing all the laws to give them all the loopholes. God, you're the ones making the backroom deals. You're the ones who caused the banking crisis we had. And you're going to blame that on Republicans? You know, that's what kids do all the time. You realize that, right? It wasn't me. It was Johnny. It wasn't me. It was Susie. It wasn't me. It was Sally. Whatever. Whatever names you had. Right? It's nuts. So I've got Bill Federer coming in, a real historian. And then next week I'm going to have another historian. And I'm going to keep driving this point home, whether you want to hear it or not. Because for those of my friends on the right, you need to be able to answer these questions. You need to be able to put these people back in their place when they get stupid. You know, they've got this thing so messed up, and then they're going to blame us for it when they're the ones that have been in control for so long. When Obama had a full Senate and Congress. All these things that he's blaming on us, guess what? You had control over them. So good luck with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Bill Federer joins me next. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I've been on this rant for the last couple of weeks. You guys have been listening on a regular basis know it, is that I am tired of the revisionist history. I am tired of hearing from the average Joe, if you would, that the Democrats freed the slave. The Democrats gave the women the right to vote. The Democrats were not the originators of the KKK. I love this. And the way you explain it is when you talk about the big switch, how the party swelled. Like, they got up one night in the middle of the night and said, hey, this ain't working out for us. And they switched sides or something. And they had this mass. Everybody re-registered in the middle of the night. I don't even know how they explain this. I don't know how they're getting you to swallow this. But I'm not a historian. I don't have all the answers. But I do know basic history. And I do know it's been since day one, since the days of Andrew Jackson, that the Democrats have not been for the people. It's really that simple. I've asked Bill Federer to join me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of AmeriSearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute radio feature is broadcast daily across America and by the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being with me.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, I always have a good time. I always learn a lot when I have you on the show, too. Hey, you've heard this term, the switch or the big switch, where they're trying to sell us that the parties have switched places, therefore switched platforms. And what brought me to this irritation to actually pick up the phone and call you was, at the DNC, Elijah Cummings said that it was the Democrats that gave blacks the right to vote. It was the Democrats that have been fighting for the rights of blacks and freed the slaves. And I'm thinking to myself, it's not the way I heard it when I was in school in the 70s, but you're the historian. Is there any truth to this at all?
No, there's not, and the history bears it out. So, 1857, the Supreme Court had 7 of the 9 justices were Democrat, and this Supreme Court decided that Dred Scott was property. The Chief Justice, Roger Taney, was appointed by Democrat President Andrew Jackson, and he, in his decision, said that slaves were so far inferior that the Negro might justly and lawfully be reduced to slavery for his own benefit. And so Republican Lincoln issues the Emancipation Proclamation. Republicans push through the 13th Amendment ending slavery, and the Democrats were against it. So once the Southern Democrats were forced to free their slaves, they attempted to re-enslave them by passing black codes and Jim Crow laws, which required former slaves to be apprenticed to employers and punish those who left. Wayne Perryman did a great book documenting all this, that 1 out of every 10 lynchings was a white Republican. The South called them radical Republicans. They were down in the South registering the freed slaves to vote. And the Democrats would lynch the blacks, and the Democrats would lynch Republicans.
Wow.
Well, then they wanted to disarm the Democrats to push through laws to disarm blacks. And so on November 22nd, 1865, the Mississippi legislature enacted a black code which says no freedman, Negro, or mulatto shall carry or keep firearms or ammunition. So they wanted to disarm the blacks.
Bill,
the Republican
You went over that at a million miles an hour. The mulatto, which is somebody who's half black, half white, right?
Yes.
So even if you had white blood in you, it didn't much matter. That's number one. And so you were considered inferior if you weren't solid white by the Democrats, correct?
Right. And so
wow.
It was Republicans that are on record for denouncing the Democrats. It was Republican Congressman Thaddeus Stevens that introduced legislation to give former slaves 40 acres and a mule. The Democrats opposed it, led by the President Andrew Johnson. April 9th, 1866, Republicans in Congress overrode President Johnson's veto and passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which conferred rights of citizenship on freed slaves, again, over the Democrat opposition. So to force the Southern states to extend state citizenship to the freed slaves, Republicans pushed through the 14th Amendment. What was going on? Well, the South, the Democrats were forced to free the slaves, but they didn't grant the freed slaves state citizenship, right? You have a driver's license, it's issued by your state. You're a citizen of your state. And so the 14th Amendment was pushed through by Republican John Bingham of Ohio to force these Southern states to give rights to the freed slaves. 100% of the Democrats voted against the 14th Amendment.
Wow.
John Farnsworth said of the 14th Amendment, he was a Republican from Illinois, the reason for the adoption of the 14th Amendment was because of discriminating legislation of those states by which they were punishing one class of men under different laws from another class. Another of the Jim Crow laws passed by Southern Democrats attempted to keep former slaves from voting. So if we can't keep them slaves, we can't keep them from being citizens, okay, let's keep them from voting. So it was Republicans that pushed through the 15th Amendment, which made it so that the freed slaves got to vote. And the Democrats were fighting it, and Andrew Johnson was the president, and he was trying to veto it, and the Republicans brought impeachment charges against Andrew Johnson for stopping this. Well, on September 12th, 1868, Democrats in Georgia's Senate expelled a black activist named Tunis Campbell, and they expelled 24 other black Republicans. That's right. Republicans who were African-American got elected from Georgia and were in the government. Well, the Democrats expelled them, And it was the U.S. Congress that forced them to be reinstated. It was U.S. Congress led by Republicans. October 1868, while campaigning for re-election, Republican Congressman James Hines was assassinated by Democrats who had organized a vigilante groups. And so these were the KKK. The 15th Amendment, allowing the freed slaves to vote, had a 97% Democrat opposition. So the Democrats did not want the blacks to vote. Now, why is this important? Because for the longest time, they would do intimidation tactics, and only later did they switch to the entitlement tactic. So they started these KKK groups. They did lynchings and vigilante justice. It was Republican Grant, Ulysses S. Grant. He signed the Enforcement Act to put penalties on the those that were taking away rights. And this is when the Republicans pushed through the Department of Justice, the DOJ. The Department of Justice was started to stop the Democrats from being prosecuting the blacks.
You mean it wasn't started to keep Republicans from keeping the blacks from voting because we want them to have voter IDs? I mean, they make it sound like the Department of Justice is there to keep people like us honest. It's just amazing. That's the first I've heard of this. That's great.
Yeah, and so it was Republicans and that pushed through the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which outlawed the Democrat-affiliated groups from oppressing African-Americans. And there was an African-American Republican. His name was Octavius Cato, and he was murdered by a Democrat Party operative. And Ulysses S. Grant then deployed federal troops to the South to combat the violence against African-Americans, very similar to almost 100 years later when Republican Eisenhower sent the federal troops to the South to force them to integrate the schools. Republican
Bill,
Theodore Roosevelt.
Bill, we got to take a quick break. Yeah, got to take a break.
Right.
So hold that thought. I want to come right back to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bill Federer joins me. He is definitely a historian. We're talking about the big switch. Did Republicans and Democrats switch seats? We'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, for a list of stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, including signing up for my email blast. Every week I send out an email letting you know who our speakers are going to be, topics we're going to be discussing, all that kind of fun stuff. And anyway, you can always unsubscribe. If you don't like what you're reading, you don't like what you're seeing, you can always unsubscribe. This week, head over to my website, therealside.com. I've written a piece, Bill's Sexual Escapade, and how Hillary covered for him. Does that make, is she really a champion for women when she continually covers for Bill's history of sexual assault? I don't think so. I don't know how you can tie the two together. Bill Federer joins me today. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute Radio features a broadcast daily across America and on the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being here with me.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, we were discussing this big switch, and I'm learning it really interesting as to how many people, how many blacks, how many supporters of blacks that the Democratic Party basically executed.
It is important for us to understand. For example, it was Republican Theodore Roosevelt that had the first black person in the White House for dinner, and his name was Booker T. Washington. And it was Republican Theodore Roosevelt that came out against the lynchings that were going on. And there were several bills appointed to stop the lynchings of blacks in the South by the Democrats. And then it was Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, that segregated the U.S. Navy. And it was separating the blacks from the whites. Well, it was the Republican Dwight Eisenhower who integrated the U.S. military. And when Dwight Eisenhower became the president, he had a majority of African Americans vote for him. And Eisenhower, when George Wallace, the Democrat governor in the South, refused to desegregate the schools and let blacks into the schools, it was Republican Eisenhower that sent the federal troops to the South to force them to integrate the schools. And then you had the civil rights bills. And so there was a civil rights committee chaired by Republican Vice President Richard Nixon in 1953, and it sought to eliminate discrimination on the basis of race amongst those who were doing government contracts. And in 1957, Republican Eisenhower proposed a civil rights bill to enforce the 15th Amendment, allowing the African Americans to vote. And the Democrats filibustered the bills for days, and it was making national news. They didn't want them to vote. And then in 1959, Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before an all-white Southern jury. So here, the Democrats are forced to finally cave and support this civil rights bill. They said, okay, we'll support it, but if somebody's accused of being a racist, they have to go before an all-white Democrat jury. And it was Richard Nixon that cast the vote in the Senate, because he was the vice president, which made him the president of the Senate. Richard Nixon cast the vote to throw out the Democrat effort to make sure that everyone had to be tried before an all-white Southern jury.
And I'm never, you know what? And I'm not an idiot. I read, and I've never heard that before. I don't believe I was even taught that in school.
And so, Southern Democrat had a Klansman, Senator Robert Byrd. He was a KKK Klansman. He was a Democrat, and he and Governor George Wallace, a Democrat, opposed desegregation of the South. And after a Birmingham's Children Crusade, where the Democrat governments in the South were sicking police dogs and fire hoses on the African-Americans, John F. Kennedy called to pass a bill that was emulating or copying the Republican Civil Rights Bill of 1875. Now, sort of interesting. So here's a Democrat senator named Richard Russell, and he opposed the Civil Rights Bill. He says, we will resist to the bitter end any measure or any movement which would have a tendency to bring about social equality and intermingling and amalgamation of the races in our southern states. All right, so this is 1964. The Democrat Party is still intimidating. There was a Democrat Senator, Robert Byrd, right, that former KKK member. He filibustered the Civil Rights Bill for 14 hours on June 10th of 1964. Another Democrat, Strom Thurmond, opposed this Republican civil rights bill for the blacks. He says this so-called civil rights bill, which the president has sent to Capitol Hill for enactment into law, are unconstitutional, unnecessary, unwise, and extend beyond the realm of reason. This is the worst civil rights package ever presented to the Congress, and it is reminiscent of the Reconstruction proposals and actions of the radical Republican Congress. So here in 1964, Democrats in the South are still against civil rights for blacks. And they said that this bill that they're trying to push through in 1964 is reminiscent of the radical Republican Congress right after the Civil War. Now, the big switch. When did the big switch happen? The switch was from the bribe to the bullet. And so the Democrats, so there's two motivations in human nature, positive and negative. Every parent knows this. They go with the little kid, you do what the parent says, you get a little piece of candy, and if you don't, you might get a swat on the rear or sit in the corner, right? And so the positive and negative motivations in Chicago politics, they call it the bribe or the bullet, the silver or the lead. And so for the longest time, from the beginning of the Democrat Party, they were using the bullet. They were using intimidation tactics on the South to keep them from being freed, to keep them from having states' rights, to keep them from voting, to keep them from having equality. And it was Lyndon Johnson that realized with the advent of television, these images of blacks getting hosed down, it was bad for the Democrat Party. And so he decided he would switch from intimidation to entitlement. In other words, if you couldn't keep them down, you just buy them out. And so this was the big switch. So in other words, if African-American voters could no longer be suppressed, then maybe they could be manipulated and controlled through dependency on entitlement programs. And you think of it, who would vote to stop receiving free money? I mean, if you were getting a $1,000 check in the mail every week from someone you didn't know, week after week after $1,000, $1,000, after a couple of years of this, would you wake up and ask yourself, who is sending me this $1,000 check? I'm going to find out who they are and vote them out of office.
Bill, wasn't Johnson being kind of pressured, or he kept talking about how the blacks wanted more freedoms, they were actually coming up in higher numbers than whites in some areas in the South, and he was concerned that if he didn't do something, they were going to take over.
In 1964, the Democrat senators filibustered the Republican Civil Rights Bill nonstop for 71 days. Could you imagine the filibuster going on for 71 days from March 30th to June 10th, 1964, Democrats filibustered a civil rights bill.
Wow.
And so President Johnson was pressured because this was becoming such news that the Democrats were revealing how their intimidation tactics that he tried to push through a watered-down version when then put into place his entitlement programs. And when the Democrats in the South didn't want to go along with LBJ, there's a story in Ron Kessler's book, Inside the White House. He says that LBJ had some Democrat governors aboard Air Force One, and he told them, I'll have those, and then he said the N-word, voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And so Lyndon Johnson created his Great Society Welfare State, which proceeded to enroll large numbers of minorities onto entitlement programs, leading to a dependency and a strong inclination to vote for the party promising a continuation of those entitlements. And so, again, so the big switch was from the Democrat Party intimidating blacks to the Democrat Party giving entitlements and getting them dependent on them. And then, again, this very strong motivation, would you vote to stop receiving free money? I mean, I wouldn't even want to do that. I'd say, well, let's wait a little bit longer, get a little bit more of this free money. And then LBJ pushed through, with the help of Teddy Kennedy, a change to the immigration quotas. Now, what's this all about? Well, prior to 1965, the majority of immigrants into America were from Europe, Germany, Ireland, England, and they had a work ethic, and a Protestant work ethic, and this idea that they had their farms and their businesses, and they wanted to vote for candidates that would take away as little as possible from their hard-earned work. And they viewed it as a social stigma to take a handout. It was sort of a public embarrassment to be considered on welfare. Well, Lyndon Johnson and Teddy Kennedy changed the immigration quotas in 1965 to intentionally bring in more immigrants from poorer countries because they had no problem taking a handout. And once they did, they would have the strongest motivation to continue to keep those candidates in office who would pass that.
Bill,
and
so you got to hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break, and then you can finish up on the other side. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bill Federer joins me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and I got to tell you what, you are getting a solid history lesson on the big switch that never happened. We'll be back in a minute.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, for stations, times, and other ways to get the show. I want to get right back to my guest because I'm going to learn so much. I'm going to learn more in 30 minutes than I did in all years of high school in the 70s. Bill Federer joins me. He's a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. He's the publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill's American Minute radio feature is also broadcast daily across America and on the Internet. Bill, thanks so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Hey, we left off with you talking about how being a welfare state and turning things, loosening the immigration laws to bring more people in for not-so-noble reasons.
Right. So before 1965, the welfare program was family members. So an immigrant would come over, and the family member, the churches, would take care of them. And they would pool their money and so forth. But as they sign up for government benefits, they would vote for the candidates that would want to continue these benefits. And then they began to see that the welfare state provided more money if a household did not have a father present in the home. And so this caused a breakdown of minority homes. And what happened then? More of them signed up for welfare. So that they were benefiting off the destruction of families. So as the low-income voters grew in their dependency on government programs, it proportionally increased the Democrat vote party's voting constituency. An interesting study done by the Heritage Foundation found that prior to LBJ's war on poverty, less than 2% of the federal budget was on welfare spending. Well, 50 years later, that spending on anti-poverty programs mushroomed to 27% of the federal budget, costing $22 trillion over all these years, three times the cost of all the U.S. military wars since the Revolution. Yet the percentage of people on poverty has not improved.
Wow.
Before LBJ's war on poverty, less than 5% of the children were born to unmarried parents. 50 years later, 40% of the children are born to unmarried parents. Prior to LBJ's war on poverty, less than 10% of the children lived in single-parent homes. 50 years later, 33% live in single-parent homes. And the poverty rate for single female parents grows to 37%. You know, African-American Republican J.C. Watts stated in 1997, for the past 30 years, our nation spent $5 trillion trying to erase poverty. And as a result, as you know, is that we didn't get rid of it. In fact, we spread it. We destroyed self-esteem for millions of people, grinding them down in a welfare program that penalizes moms for wanting to marry their father or their children, penalizes moms for wanting to save money. Friends, that's not right. Now, we are familiar with Dr. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon and who ran for president, and he wrote this in his autobiography. My mother worked as a domestic, two, sometimes three jobs at a time because she didn't want us to be on welfare. She felt very strongly that if she gave up and went on welfare, that we would give up control of our lives. She was correct about that. But one thing she provided us with was a tremendous example of what hard work was like. Anyway, in the 1960s, we began to see a change in school, in education, from academic achievement to behavior modification. That's right. The goal was no longer achieve academic excellence. It was to change and alter the behavior and the views of the students. And it was this very Marxist socialist type of effort going on in schools. And so it was this idea that it's easier to manipulate people if they're not educated. Sort of like prior to the Civil War, the Democrats passed laws in the South making it a crime to teach slaves to read.
Right.
Why? Because if they could read and get educated, they could get out of their slavery position. Right? Frederick Douglass writes about growing up on a Democrat plantation, and the slave master's sister-in-law was teaching him the alphabet, and the slave master walks in, yells at her, says, "Don't you dare teach slaves to read. They'll grow discontent and run away." Anyway, so now it's changed. There's an effort to redefine racism to mean anyone who opposes big government dependency welfare programs. So if you say, no, let's help people get a job and get self-esteem and become successful, they want to say, no, you're racist. So it's a tragic irony. Growing dependency on government handouts appears reminiscent of the dependency which existed on Southern Democrat plantations, where the slaves were waiting for handouts from their masters. So now, instead of getting handouts from a plantation owner, they're getting handouts from the government. Many great authors, one of them being Star Parker. She founded CURE, Center for Urban Renewal.
Great lady.
She's African-American. Yep. She grew great up on lady. Welfare and had some abortions, and then she became a Christian, and now she's a Republican. And Star Parker wrote a book, Uncle Sam's Plantation, How Big Government Enslaves America's Poor. Another is an African-American, Reverend C.L. Bryant. He actually produced a documentary movie, Runaway Slave Movie. He says, I am a runaway slave from the Democrats' plantation. Another is an African-American, C. Mason Weaver. And he wrote a book, It's Okay to Leave the Plantation, The New Underground Railroad. And then I mentioned Wayne Perryman. He's an African-American pastor in Mercer Island, Washington State. And he wrote a book, Unfounded Loyalty, an in-depth look into the love affair between blacks and Democrats. So he's working in the inner city, and some youths come in and say, well, how do we vote? He goes, Democrat. And he goes, they said, why? He goes, oh, we just always vote there. They said, why? So he decided to dig, and he found out it was the Democrats that had oppressed him and wanted to keep him dependent through these entitlement programs. And then we began to see race baiting. Now, what's that? It's a strategy to try to stir up racial tensions for political purposes. And one of these persons is Saul Alinsky, and he wrote a book, Rules for Radicals. Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky, and if you remember when Ben Carson spoke at the convention in Cleveland, he said that Saul Alinsky's book has in the prologue a dedication to Lucifer. That's right. You can buy the books, Rules for Radicals. Says to the first radical who rebelled and won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Well, Saul Alinsky says the organizer's first job is to create the issues of the problem. The organizer must first rub raw the resentments of the people of the community. An organizer polarizes the issue and leads his forces into conflict. An organizer stirs up dissatisfaction and discontent, fan the latent hostilities of many of the people to the point of overt expression. In other words, an organizer wants to stir up racism, wants to stir up this racial tensions. Why? Because then they can motivate them. It's called race baiting for their political purposes. Now, this is something that's been going on even since the time of Teddy Roosevelt, and Republican Booker T. Washington wrote about this. He says, there's another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles and the wrongs and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of the troubles, they have grown into a settled habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. He says there's a certain class of race problem solvers who do not want the patient to get well, because as long as the disease holds out, they have an easy way of making a living. So here, these are people that want their to, they want to keep people dependent, and then they want to say, I'm championing these dependent people. And anyway, so it's important for us to understand there has been a big switch, and the big switch is from the Democrat Party intimidating blacks, which they've done through slavery, opposing the 13th, opposing 14th, opposing the 15th Amendments, opposing Civil Rights Bill, even into the 1965, to this big switch of Lyndon Johnson saying, let's push through entitlement programs. So the switch is from intimidation to entitlement. And LBJ says, let's create the Great Society Welfare State and get as many people and minorities and inner cities to sign up for government programs, because then they'll be permanent Democrat voters.
You know, always one form of slavery, one form of slavery to another, isn't it?
Yes, and but I do believe the more we make people aware of this, they're going to say, wait a second, I don't want to be a dupe. I don't want to be made a fool of. Lenin called them useful idiots. As I don't want to be a useful idiot and having some political person use me for their agenda and try to stir up passions and so forth. And so the more we can educate people, the more we can rise above this. And it's not a one time I was loading software on a new computer, and I went to church, and they were having a baby dedication, and the pastor was telling the parents to raise the child in God's word. And I thought to myself, he's telling them to load God's software on that cute little blank hard drive, right? And so if you think of it, we're spirit, mind, and body. Your mind is like a super fancy computer. And it's more than that, but it's at least that. And your body's like the computer case, which makes it silly for people to argue over what color the computer case is. Greens are better than red. It's like, it doesn't matter what color the computer case is. It's what operating system are you using? What software programs are you running on there? Is it this, you know, selfish human nature one, or is it God's program, right, where you forgive and you walk in love and you work hard and God blesses the work of your hands and you're generous and you do unto others as you would have them do unto you? And so this is the struggle. It's not a hardware problem. It's a software problem, right? You see people beheading people, and you say, wait a second, their body works just fine. They just have a virus. They've just been programmed with some Quranic teaching that says you behead infidels, right? And so we have to realize that we got to change our thinking. And God's word is what tells people that you can become changed and live above all the stress and of life, and you can give, and you can be successful, and you can be prosperous, and you go through struggles, yes, but you don't let it get bitterness on the inside. And you're humble. So it's just a very insightful way of looking at it.
You know, Bill, we've only got a couple seconds left. Tell people how they can get more information on you. And I want to start doing this on a regular basis. I'm so irritated that we have allowed the Democrats to hijack history, and we virtually do nothing about it. So tell people how they can find you.
Well, my website's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a free daily email. You know, there's a Marxist tactic called deconstruction, where you separate people from their past, get them into a neutral where they don't remember where they came from, and then you can brainwash them into the future you have planned for them. And it's sort of a sales technique. If I was a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I would do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using.
Yeah.
If you're using that old stuff, it'll eat the enamel off your teeth. And, ooh, you're repulsed by it. Now you got into the neutral. You're sort of open-minded.
We're going to be kicked off. We're going to be kicked off. It's a hard break. So I will bring you back because we got to finish this up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Coming up the next hour, you can get around the ACA. You really can, and be legal and actually get the services you want. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.